evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News Broadcast at 17:45. The headlines. In local news, SMEs urge to comply with compulsory standards for easy access to lucrative markets. The annual rate of inflation for the month of March 2026 has reduced to 7.1% from 7.5% recorded in February 2026. And in international news, Army commander convicted of mini stadium masquerade dies in prison. And in sports news, Mustafa impressed with 6 points ahead of Malawi Tash. With the news in detail, my name is Ivy Nambe. The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency ZCSA has urged small and medium enterprises, SMEs, to comply with requirements of compulsory standards to have easy access to lucrative markets. ZCSA Regional Manager Elias Kansembe said products which meet mandatory technical requirements can easily penetrate higher value markets locally, regionally and internationally. Mr. Kasembe added that implementing standards in business helps to develop customer-focused products and services as well as increase productivity and profitability. He was speaking in Lusaka when he made a presentation at the Access Bank SME Business Masterclass held under the theme From Small to Strong, Accelerating Sustainable SME Growth Through Business Linkages and Access to Finance. He urges manufacturers to ensure that raw materials and final products are fit for use, which will help have reduced damages, reworks and claims, and guarantees market and satisfied consumer, among others. He said the CSA plays a supportive role in ensuring that locally manufactured products meet the technical requirements of both local and foreign markets. Mr. Kasembe said the agency protects local products from unfair competition that may be posed by foreign manufactured products. A Lusaka-based clergy woman, Apostle Agnes Piri, has called on members of the clergy to intensify messages of peace, unity, and moral responsibility across the country. Apostle Piri said the recent mob justice incident in Kalumbila district of Northwestern Province serves as a reminder of the urgent need for the church to actively engage in promoting compassion and respect for human life. She said that the clergy should not be preoccupied with political leaders visiting churches, but rather focus on the spiritual well-being and moral direction of the country. The National Forensic Authority, NFA, has pledged to work with the Ministry of Defense by providing technical support and rapid deployment response teams during national disasters. NFA Executive Director Brigadier General Lawson Simpka says the authority will offer critical forensic services, including disaster victim identification, DNA profiling, and other specialized support to enhance emergency response efforts across the country. Brigadier General Simpka notes that the Ministry of Defense responds to many emergencies nationwide, and the NFA's involvement will help ensure response teams manage situations more effectively. He said, while the Ministry of Defense is mandated to maintain peace and security, the integration of forensic support will help ensure that justice is effectively served. Still in local news, the Dynamic Teachers Union of Zambia says it will provide full legal presentation of and institutional support to the 5 arrested teachers from Senanga Day Secondary School who were recently arrested over alleged assault of a 15-year-old pupil. This follows a video that went viral showing the pupil insulting teachers, including the head teacher, after being disciplined. Union General Secretary David Siamutwa says the union will ensure that teachers are not subjected to intimidation, trial by social media, public vilification, or selective application of justice. He further said that the union has secured an appointment to meet the Western Province Education Administration, including provincial and district education authorities, as well as the head teacher of Sananga Day Secondary School. Simutua also warned that an environment where teachers are automatically criminalized undermines classroom authority, weakens the education system, and ultimately harms the very learners society seeks to protect. The Law Association of Zambia, LAS, has renewed its petition in the Constitutional Court challenging the legality of Vern Mwambwa's appointment as Auditor General by Hakainde Hichilema. LAS argues that the appointment contravenes Article 249 and Article 234 of the Constitution, as well as all provisions of the Public Audit Act and the State Audit Commission Act. In its petition, the association is seeking a court declaration that Mwambwa's appointment is now and void, citing failure to follow constitutional procedures requiring recommendation by the State Audit Commission and ratification by the National Assembly. The association further contends that Mr. Mwambwa was appointed above the prescribed retirement age of for the office of Auditor General, and also argues that the absence of an operational state audit